Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're at number seven now, right?
At number seven, another one that she's so funny and so likable that there was a charm and a sweetness that really kind of, I think, surpassed the show is Gilda Radner. She was so sweet.
You put her at number seven?
Number seven, yeah.
You disgust me. The dog will bark for rock and roll. Now both dogs will dog. Because Mike is taping his show. I'm taping my morning show at night.
Nothing's working better than this show today.
The dog replied.
I've done an intricate pirate ship with Lego. I think that might be the biggest one I've done.
And that's an actual size, right?
Yes, it's in the backyard. It's in the backyard just waiting for the rainy season down here in Florida.
And then off you go.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak.
Hi.
Now, here's Mike.
Oscar's in the next studio over.
Yes, he's in the production
with the general
room.
And the ambassador.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So can Oscar hear this show too? If he was like to throw a switch, Oscar's producing another podcast today. We alluded to that yesterday on the show that he would not be joining us today because he's so busy with the other. We have the company. We don't pull the curtain back very often. Podville Media, which is responsible for doing. Would I be overshooting the runway if I said 35 different projects kind of going around?
I mean, all told, I think they've produced like over 70 projects.
And so some of them are stuff
ongoing.
Going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have studios, we have microphones, we have people coming and going, and we are winding down our D.C. location, and we will be moving to another D.C. location coming up this summer. That's why we are coming to you a little later than normal. Our apologies for that, but it's kind of funny because we were supposed to start this on Wednesday, and I came in yesterday and said, no, I want to start it today.
Right.
And because that my thing that I had planned, and I didn't tell Oscar, and so the whole thing was thrown into a state of total confusion. So my question to you, as I was giggling right before the show started, Rob, since Oscar will not be joining us today, if we were to go into that production room right now and said, Mike needs you right now, would that just destroy his world?
I don't know that it would destroy it. He's like, right now,
I don't want to do anything. I'm a partner in Podville.
Yeah, we want things to go well.
For my own just petty amusement. That would be a horrible thing to do. Set the scene for me right now. Are you looking in a room? We have the last time in 1983.
Remember when you came up?
The last time I visited the studios up there. There was our studio in the back of the room,
right.
And then there's a control center, right?
And then
you can do how many shows can you produce? How many shows can be produced full fledged from that room at one time?
From this anchor location HQ of Podville Media, you can do two. We have two discrete.
So
studios.
That's what I thought. So it's two. So one is going,
but they share a control room.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And Oscar's in the control room, or is he in the studio?
He's in the control room. Pony is in the control room facing me, and Oscar's in the control room facing away.
Can you just have Oscar say hello?
Hey, Oscar. Mike would like you to just say hello.
Hi.
Worth it.
He's listening to the other show, right, Pony?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're listening to this one? Is your back to him?
It is, but I can see him in the reflection of my monitor, so he can't get me.
is that a concern?
Yeah, so he can't like sneak up.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Sometimes I'm so out of touch. But I really don't know. But it was so obvious to me that when I checked in, before you even got into the studio, I said, hello? And then I did my urgent hello, and then Pony gets on and goes, Rob will be in the studio in a minute. He's helping with another project going on. And I knew immediately that my little adjustment had made everybody's world turn upside down.
Upside down is really overstating it. It's just a matter of we had to shuffle a few things, move a few pins, and then it worked out. You know what? I was here by three, so we're good.
Hey, Pony, would you ask Oscar if he can stop producing the other show?
No, that would be a bad idea.
All right, Pody, I'll ask you this. On the priority list of, this is just, I'm 61 and I still cannot behave like an adult.
60, wonderful.
I cannot believe, I'm soon to be 62. On the list of projects that Oscar, and this does not have anything to do with anything other than prestige.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This one I know because he's bragged about it to me. He loves this show. He's very excited about it. This is up near, is this in his top five, the General and the Ambassador?
General and the Ambassador. I'll give them a plug because I love this show.
It's a good podcast.
It's an excellent podcast. I've done lots of producing for them. It is hosted by a former ambassador, Deborah McCarthy. And what she does, and this is a fascinating deal, she will find an ambassador and a general that worked side by side during important historical moments. Because, you know, when they're like today, they're talking about Burma. And the fact is that, you know, there's a lot of unrising, a lot of unsettledness over there. And this is a time that this ambassador.
A lot of uprisings, not unrising.
Oh,
it wouldn't
right.
be. There was
well, you know
a
what?
Lot of unrising.
What I did is I made a portmanteau. I wanted to say unrest and
what
uprising.
Is a portmanteau?
A combination of two words, like Bennifer. For Ben Affleck and Jennifer.
A portmanteau?
Portmanteau.
I've never heard that before.
But anyway.
Can you explain portmanteau to me? Because, I mean, it's really cool.
When you combine two words into one word. They do it with celebrity names all the time. Like the famous couples. Right? Like the
so
one
that's a portmanteau?
Portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
Yes.
All right.
So.
Pardon me if you hear any noise here at my domicile. There are. There are gutters being installed.
Like road gutters or rain gutters up on your roof?
I'm acclimating to a later taping schedule, and it sounds like I've been smoking weed, but
you
I
have
haven't.
Not. You have not.
And I have not had any alcohol. What is that the dog now screaming?
Mike, so. I just double-checked myself. A portmanteau, the primary definition, is a large trunk or suitcase.
Yeah, I know. I'd never heard it, Elton. I had never heard
the second definition is a word blending the sounds and combining the meanings of two others. For example, motel for motor and hotel, or brunch for breakfast and lunch.
Oh, brunch would be a portmanteau.
Right. Podcast so is a portmanteau.
You know what would be a really, really cool place to have brunch, which is a portmanteau?
What's that?
In Kathmandu. In Kathmandu.
Which is not a portmanteau.
That's what I want to do.
That's a good song.
Kathmandu. Oh, by the way, you play that on this show, it will be an earworm for 60% of our audience.
Mike, I wouldn't dare.
This coming weekend.
I wouldn't dare play a song that's so catchy that it would actually ruin someone's day.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu.
Meow.
That's really, really where I'm going
it's
to.
My favorite Bob Seger song.
Could never choose a favorite.
There is a I don't know the name of it, but it's a really, really neat Netflix show about a horrible human being that would take advantage of weary travelers that were on the road in Kathmandu and places like that, and he murdered people and he drugged people and he stole their passports and he traveled all over the world as a gem dealer. And I can't, Pony, did you see that one?
Is that
one
based in truth or is it a fiction?
It might be based in truth. It might be actually based in truth. And he eluded authorities for a long time. And he was based in Thailand. That's where a lot of this took place. And he would have take advantage of weary travelers. A lot of them were, this was taking place in the 70s, and it's all over Netflix right now, and I can't remember the title because there's so much content out there. I've got a big segment that I want to do with some TV mentions,
right?
Because we haven't really given we haven't given enough to the best show on HBO right now, which is Mayor of Easttown. I really want to talk about that. But this show, he would drug people. In many cases, he would murder them.
Is it possibly called Mission Kathmandu: The Adventures of Nellie and Simon? No,
okay. No, that is not what it is.
Is it a Kathmandu connection?
It is not Kathmandu. It doesn't have Kathmandu in the title.
Okay, forgive me. Is it Nepal?
What?
Is it called Nepal?
No, it's not Nepal. There is no geographical name in it.
And he steals jewels?
I'm going to go on a Netflix website right now.
He steals jewels, you say?
He's a gem. He's a gems dealer.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That is
sometimes
what he is.
That's what you need to put in for these. But
Pony, are you looking this up too, or are you paying attention to?
I bet it's called The Serpent.
The Serpent.
Yes.
How did you find it?
I put in gems dealer Netflix.
Really? Phenomenal.
Is it a dramedy? Because dramedy is a portmanteau.
No. There's no comedy in it whatsoever. That portmanteau and Kathmandu. Whatever. It's interesting. There's a lot of great content. I'm looking forward with the COVID restrictions that are easing. We're going to get more content, more and more content.
And now you're allowed to watch TV without the mask.
Well, you know, it's look, I'm a believer that we are turning a corner here, even in Florida, where, hi. Come on in.
Oh, look at this.
We never get to, look at that. What did you get? You got a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress, the Memphis Belle.
Oh, it's a very famous plane.
And he got this from a Kobe company. Kobe company, which is Lego knockoff.
Oh, okay.
Come on over.
So he has to build that plane?
I'm going to be building it with him after I get done talking to you. Yeah. Wait, right here. What?
Can I explain Kobe?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Kobe. Are you on camera? Okay.
Yeah, he's on camera.
Just move that out of the way and come. You can sit on my lap. Come over here. It's great.
Hi. How you doing, godson?
Do you have a pair of headphones?
Yeah, I'll get you some headphones.
And also a sparkling water, no ice.
Say hi to Rob. With me today.
Hi, Rob.
Good to see you. How you been?
Hi, Job. Hi, Job.
It's all twisted up.
Did you have school today, Michael?
Michael, he's asking if you had school.
Yes.
How was school today?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Oh, did you take Spanish today at school?
Yeah, today I do.
Okay, today you did have Spanish? And what was, this is something I used to ask my son every day when he got home. What was the best thing? What was the best thing that happened at school today? There had to be one thing that was better than anything else, and so what was it? He's thinking it through. Considering.
It was, I would say.
Yes? Did anything good happen?
It was just a good day. Nothing like special happened, but
all right.
It was
did
just
anything
a good day.
Was did anything bad happen?
Yes.
What was bad that happened?
So we were doing a thing for a point.
Move over a little bit.
And
go ahead.
And then if you called out the answer, you would get 5 points off.
Because you had to raise your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had to hold it up, the board up, and then, but we mostly have to raise our hand. And then I accidentally called out, and then our group, and then we lost.
Yeah. I was a legendary guy for speaking out in the third and fourth grade. Do you know what they called me in fourth grade?
No.
Blabbermouth.
Blabbermouth.
And so it's good. You know what? Maybe you can learn a lesson from this. Sometimes it's best to raise your hand, and then you don't get made to stay after school like your godfather used to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now may I explain Kobe?
Yes, you may.
All right, go ahead.
So you know how Lego doesn't do like army toys?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
He's talking to you, Rob.
Yes, I'm very quite aware of this. That's part of their sales plan.
And so Kobe only does like World War II, modern day. So it does World War II aircrafts, World War I tanks, World War I aircrafts.
So they focus on military stuff and they sort of pick up where Lego drops the ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's Kobe. Yeah.
That's Kobe. And are the Kobe pieces interchangeable with Lego pieces if you ever wanted to, you know, mix them up? Or are they different? They're the same.
Looking,
okay, cool.
He's looking at his script. So are we going to be putting that together tonight? Yes. Part of the evening?
Yes.
The whole evening?
Yes.
Oh, it'll take, that looks like a couple hours at least.
I'm not sure I want to devote the entire evening to it.
It's pretty big.
Is it the kind of thing you can do while you watch TV? Or is it?
I'll do it.
100% focused. Okay, that's good.
Thank you. You know, we've just given them a free plug. All right, get out of here. Thank you.
Well, good to see you, Michael. Yeah.
There it is. All right. What? Do you have anything else you wanted to say? Do you want to sing? Want to do live Happy Birthday?
Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. Happy birthday from Mother Russia.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
It's my trained son. Yeah. Right there.
You know what he made me think of?
What are you looking at over there? What are you looking at in the other room? What's going on?
Not a thing.
Is everything all right? You were looking. You were distracted. What was going on?
There was some movement. I'm not accustomed to seeing movement over there. So I did just, it was a reflexive thing.
You have ADD?
How's
you having
that?
A little ADD? My son not stimulating enough for you? Is that what it is?
He actually brought up a bad memory that I hadn't thought of in a long time. The only time I got a U. There was, of course, letter grades, but then there is another section in your report card that was like excellent, satisfactory, or unsatisfactory. I got a lot of U's in self-control.
Well, now, what was the outside of spit? Was it because you spoke up?
Spoke up when I was a blabbermouth, class clown. Yeah, sort of. And so that
even when you were a little one.
Yeah, third and fourth grade, Mrs. Weary really hated it.
Her name is really weary.
We talked about her earlier last week, too, yeah.
She gets weary. Try a little tenderness. That's weird. I mean, well, anyway, he's been waiting for that. But Kobe is the knockoff Lego. That's what it is.
But it sounds like it's not a knockoff so much as if they're filling up the military.
No, they're trust me, I think they do other Lego stuff, too. I think they are, you would have... The thing about Legos and the modern day Lego, because I grew up with Legos when it was just a big box of blocks.
Yeah,
and you put them together and made whatever you want.
You didn't then have a plan, right? Yeah.
In the last 20 years, has maybe even longer than that. The whole thing with Lego is you've got these major like police stations, and then
Garage,
Star Wars, and Jurassic Park, and Jurassic World, and all of this stuff comes with these amazingly intricate instructions, and I have put together hours and hours and hours of Lego. I'm just doing a little. Is that the guys outside or the kid? No, they're putting it together outside. It's a welcome to afternoons. I knew they were going to be working right there, right when I started. They're right there. If I open that curtain up right now, I'd be going, hello, how are you? So anyway, getting back to what I was saying, they, they're amazingly intricate. And in all the hours I've been putting Legos together,
right,
I have maybe misplaced, or I really could make a case that they did not include the proper amount of Lego. They are so meticulous with this. There's a reason that when you go into the store at Christmas time and you want to buy Legos, you spend a $1 million
a reverse mortgage
on a Lego, because they truly are so attentive to detail.
Mm-hmm.
This, I believe, is from another land, and it is the knockoff Lego, and they do stuff like the Memphis Belle, which is super cool, but you open that up, and everything's going to fall out on the table. And you are not completely on your own, but it's not. Yes, Michael. Hello. Yeah.
What is the Memphis Belle?
The Memphis Belle was a B-52 or a B-17. Thank you. A B-17 bomber.
He trolled you there.
Oh, you having a little applesauce? How's that? All right.
You know, when I was a boy, you had to eat applesauce out of a jar.
Nobody can see your pretty face. I just pulled the microphone down like that.
It's a pouch of applesauce. So
did you get in trouble for talking today? Is that basically what happened? Oh, he's leaving. See you later. Nice seeing you. Take care.
So
stop by when you can visit longer. Here we go.
Well, he'll come by now once he finishes his applesauce.
So the problem is with this project, there are no guarantees. The instructions are not nearly as specific and detailed.
Please enjoy your happy airplane.
My greatest time, if you want to see him at his happiest,
right,
it is almost a holiday vibe that we have together when we sit at the table and we put one of these things together. The difference is I can handle any Lego. I've done an intricate pirate ship with Lego. I think that might be the biggest one I've done.
And that's it was real actual size, right?
Yes, it's in the backyard. It's in the backyard just waiting for the rainy season down here in Florida.
And then off you go.
And then maybe I'll create Lego hair, because something's got to be done about this.
This is a concern of yours every day.
This is a concern of mine every day. It's having a new camera and doing that. But the Kobe Company, while
now,
they
I
have
a, let me interject with
far
the question.
Better on the price point too.
Well, that's okay. You sometimes get what you pay for.
Well, you exactly get what you pay for. It's the same people that make knockoff golf clubs. They'll say Callaway when they are no more Callaway than they are. You know, I don't want to use a name because if I use a name, because it's you and I here and we don't have the arbiter
right
here, we'll get in trouble.
All right.
Because I'll say something that's inappropriate, and I don't want to do that.
I understand.
But let's use a famous brand. It's not Callaway. It's Chung King.
I understand. Okay. Yeah.
Did you hear the power drill?
It doesn't sound like there's a power drill there, Mike. But
okay,
I have a question.
You.
I went through a couple Lego projects with Robert that he had an overlap. He had a real big Batman phase, and there's some Batman Lego projects. When you open, and I remember that the Legos, when they came out, they were sorted into mini bags. So they're like easy to.
That's recent. That's exactly the same thing that's happening now.
How about Kobe? Does Kobe have them in bags, or is it just a free for all?
Ziploc bags with where there were cookies before. No, I don't know.
So there's crumbs.
Hey, Michael, we have plenty of time. What are we doing? Nothing but time to kill. Michael, bring your Kobe set in here. Let's take a look at the bag, if there is a bag.
Yeah. Mike, when you talk about your hair, you have been concerned about it this week. My favorite thing is when you first come on the camera and you see yourself, you sometimes pull the Little Rascals move of licking your hand and making your hair lay down.
Don't have any product, Rob.
No, you don't have
any product.
No.
I guess my son's not around. But, you know, it's fun, and it's bonding, and that's what we do.
That's a great project. It is. And, he is.
Oh, so he's got the bags. All right, so we do have some individual bags, but there is no note, there is no letter, there is no number, right? We're kind of on our own to do this. It's got a two.
It has numbers.
Oh, it does. They've made progress. That's fantastic. Well, don't mess it up. Don't take anything out of the bag until Daddy gets there.
That's right.
Very important.
How much more longer?
A long time.
3 hours.
Like an hour. So I'm sorry, buddy. It's how I paid for that Memphis Belle. Somewhat.
The Memphis
Mommy
belt.
Paid for a little bit washing faces. So that's what we did. That's what we do.
And you know, Carla's nickname is the Florida Belle.
The what?
The Florida Belle.
She was dancing today.
She was very happy. Why?
She had a good day at work, and she was very, very happy. And it's nice. There's a different energy when you see everybody. I'm coming in here, and I'm kind of getting a review of the day and everything that went on. And, you know, she had a good day. She had a, I think, repeat business, and she was very, very
happy. I got a very funny call from Carrie today. Carrie's in a good mood today, oddly enough. And we got an email. I never knew this was a thing, and I don't think they did this for Julia. They have a computer portal where you sign in to create a pronouncer for my son's name or your child's name for graduation for when they read his name before he walks across the stage. And, of course, his name is Robert Wadhams Spiewak III. And so Wadhams will probably need a little bit of a – because it could be Wadhams or someone. And Spiewak is always a little tricky for people. But Carrie called me, and she was laughing. And she said, what if we put – when Robert was little and he was first going online for video gaming and playing all his the interactive games, his name was RS Super Tiger. And she said, what if we put the pronouncer in as Robert – Super Tiger Spiewak III, and he wouldn't have heard it until he walked across the stage.
Would he be? Now, does he?
He'd be out of his mind. He would hate it. He would hate it.
Like he wouldn't speak to you.
Yeah, that's. But it was a very funny notion. It was a very funny notion.
Yeah, but you know, it is graduation. When you get right down to it, it's your kid's day. And,
yeah, you want it to be good. Yeah.
I have an apology to make because I was, I think I was perhaps imagining in my brain this Kobe company that makes these blocks.
Yeah.
Kobe, I found the website. Kobe is a. But did you hear that?
Do they make power drills? Does Kobe make power drills?
No, it's like metal into stud.
It's the gutter patrol.
It's so loud
Mike.
Here. You can't. Kobe is a Polish. It is so Polish.
Mike, these are the blocks of my people.
It is a Polish manufacturer of high-quality construction blocks manufactured in its own production facility in the special economic zone in Mielec.
Welcome to economic zone.
Subcarpathian region, Poland, European Union.
Wow.
The construction blocks are manufactured from the highest quality European
raw materials.
Oh dear.
They have this is not, I had no idea. I thought we assume as Americans
right.
that everything is made in China.
Yeah.
It is not the case. Kobe is also an importer and distributor of a wide range of licensed toys, such as interactive toys, creative sets, educational and strategy games, dolls, action figures, plastic models for gluing and folding, and many others. We cooperate with the largest and best companies in the world. Currently, we offer world hits, period.
What
I don't
is
know
that?
What that means. Among the outstanding brands are Revel, Super Wings, PJ Masks.
I've heard of Revel. They do model
I've
cars.
I've heard of PJ Masks.
Yeah.
Miraculous, Vampirina, Treasure X. Oh, that's a big one. So yeah. This is a big company.
Adam and
this
Eve, they work with everybody.
Okay, stop that.
I've never known a company to be based in Poland. And I'm, as a son of the Polish people, this yes. makes me proud.
So I want to show you what I'm looking at.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. He didn't know that I could do that. Hey, Michael, how about when I pan over to you, you make a funny face, all right? I'll go over really slow.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see what happens. Here we go. Having some fun now.
So is he going to hang over you like a vulture until the end of the show? Because that's what's stopping him.
This is so new for him. He's never here when I'm doing this show. So this is really, really exciting. Let's pan over and see what he's up to. There he is right now. Having a Powerade, are you? Your favorite drink? Powerade? Yeah, get that food coloring into your system.
That is a great seat for someone who enjoys this show because you're just Absolutely. Off camera. That's like where Fred DeCordova would stand during the Tonight Show.
Absolutely. What's that, Michael?
Hello, everybody out there.
Hello, everybody. I love this kid. You're getting a little taste of why I am in love with this human being. There
he's
is no
awesome.
Doubt
he's awesome. But he will be he'll cool. be allowing you like white on rice until the show is over.
I don't know. He won't hold the interest with that. And Michael, remember next time. Not the Powerade, Liquid IV. They're a fine sponsor. They're sponsoring the show today, so
yes.
Be aware of that. I know you're 7 years old, but are you enjoying watching Daddy work? All right.
Well, that's nice.
Right. That's good. All right, come over here. I'm going to do one fun thing with you, all right?
My kids never had any interest in it.
Take this microphone, all right? Now put the headphones on first. Put your headphones on.
His first appearance, he demanded headphones.
All right, here we go.
Pro.
Go over here for a second. All right, now take the microphone, and I'm going to open your microphone up, and just go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
I sound like an idiot.
There you go.
Hello, I'm Tom and James.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
Jerry.
Yeah, thank you. All right, that's all. That's not good.
My name's Michael.
I know. And there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm turning that down. I'm turning that over. There we are. Rob, I bet you didn't expect this today.
I did not expect it today at all.
Hey, Michael, I've got a game we're going to play right now, okay? It's called the Find Your Mother game. All right? Can we play the Find Your Mother game right now? What? All right, thank you. Thank you, honey. I appreciate
that. So she's done putting up the gutters now.
Mommy said she'd let you swim. She'll take you to the park.
Take you down to the canal.
You can tell that... You can tell that he truly minds me, doesn't he? There he is. There he is doing this. Yeah, I've got the new camera toy.
Take him down to the lake where he can run and dig and get all worn out. He'll sleep good tonight.
Gail and Bill. Hi, how are you? How's it going there? There we are. And there are gutters being installed. Did you say hi to the gutter people? Well, you should go out and say
gutter people. That doesn't sound very nice.
We are the gutter people.
we have to take a break. When we come back, we've got the homepage and more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show at our new taping time, ladies and gentlemen, for those livers that are out there.
Livers.
We'll be right back with livers. That's right. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Just go find your mother. Thank you, Michael.
Coming to you live, it's the O'Mara Wrestling Federation in our main event match. The Bolivian Butcher squares off against his most dominant opponent to date. In the steel cage, it's Oscar Santana versus the English Language.
I might have clarified this in the past, but you said manila envelope? I thought they were vanilla envelopes.
You are so stupid.
Seriously, you thought it was vanilla envelopes?
Yeah, because I'm like vanilla cult.
English may be his second language, but he's going to need first aid after that beatdown.
And with my brother and myself.
You don't need to say myself.
What the hell are you
because you went
say?
From an object to a subject.
Oh.
Santana sure took a beating here tonight, but don't miss his commentary and opinions every Friday on TMOS. It's No Holds Barred on Oscars Take. Tune in next week and see the brawl for it all. The one-man mob. Rob Spiewak takes on diabetes in a winner-takes-foot match. Don't miss it, brother.
I love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Liquid IV. It is extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support to help your immune system. Add it to a bottle of water and you are set. It is a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellimmune. Rob's got it in his hand right
love
now.
Love it. Love it.
It comes in convenient single-serving packets that help strengthen your immune system. Wellimmune is a natural-sourced beta-glucan that proves that has been proven to help strengthen your immune system. We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great, has awesome tangerine flavor, and we know that with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. Liquid IV already has donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. Liquid IV is changing you and the world for the better. Who get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Michael, did you want to tell a joke before I do the homepage? And now he's gone.
No, of course.
There we go.
It's okay. All about that timing.
That's all it is. It's timing, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it works, everybody. Let me play this. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Well, it was a nice experiment.
Oh, no, no.
The four
really?
Corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yeah. I don't know, Rob. I just don't know.
Give it another day. Sleep on it.
A new study ranked, that's the thing, if I was getting any more sleep, it would be significant, but I'm not. Anywho, a new study ranked the best cities to start a new career in this year. Thinking about that right now. Based on 28 factors.
Before the end of the show.
Salary, housing, opportunities for growth, and how many entry-level jobs there are.
Yeah.
And the top 10 are spread over 9 different states. Here they are. I'll go from 1 to 10. Salt Lake City, Orlando, Atlanta, Austin, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. It's the only state with more than one city in the top 10.
Huh.
So that's good for South Carolina. Seattle, Overland Park, Kansas. Durham, North Carolina, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Tempe just missed the top 10 at number 11. So I'm trying to see anything. It seems like a Sun Belt type of thing.
And East Coasty.
Moving to the South, too. Columbia, South Carolina, Austin, Texas. America's biggest cities didn't do very well. L.A. Is ranked 128th, Chicago 149th, and New York is third to last behind Newark and Hialeah, Florida. So there you go.
I can't imagine that it's not happening in Hialeah. Is the racetrack still working?
Hialeah, right outside of Miami. Australia's oldest ever man. I saw a picture of this guy. He has included eating chicken brains among his secrets to living more than 111 years.
Is it Paul Hogan?
It's not Paul Hogan.
Oh, darn.
That's not a knife. That's a knife. Retired cattle rancher Dexter Kruger. No, sounds like a DJ name. Hey, it's the Dexter Kruger get-together.
I think Dexter Kruger would probably be a sidekick, but not the lead guy.
Yesterday marked 124 days since he turned 111, a day older than World War veteran Jack Lockett was when he died in 2002. So this guy's setting records. Kruger told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, yes,
ABC.
In an interview, I always get that confused with South Africa.
There's overlap. I think there's overlap there.
I wish it was the South African broadcasting. Kriegel till the street. Kruger told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in an interview at his nursing home in the rural Queensland state town of Roma before his milestone that a weekly poultry delicacy had contributed to his longevity. Chicken brines. I'm sure he sounded like that. I didn't hear audio.
Yeah.
You know, chickens have a head, and in there, there's a brine, and they are delicious little things, Kruger said. There's only one little bit, so I guess it's bite size.
Well, yeah,
not really a delicacy over here.
Think of the size of the head.
Never really had any the pleasure of having them, so there's that.
How about chicken livers? Will you eat chicken livers?
Oh, I could eat chicken. Chicken livers are okay.
I like
them. You eat chicken livers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you like your chicken livers? How long? Who had almost 40 minutes into the show before we get to food?
Food. It's one of my favorites at the when we go to the like a Benihana type place. We have another one that's a knockoff Benihana in Leesburg, and they will
and
do
they
chicken
make
livers.
Chicken livers.
Yeah, it's excellent. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you pay someone to make all your decisions for you?
Oni, I will give you $10 to answer this question.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Never mind.
Would you, Pony? No, I'll bring him in. Would you pay someone to make all your decisions for you?
Yes. Yes. Rob, $10. I'll give you $10.
Thank you very much.
Starting price.
Even better, what if they paid you for the privilege? Did you hear that?
That sounded. Do you remember at the end of Paul Harvey's career when he'd take a long pause and his chair would creak? That's what that sounded like.
Today.
The ball.
The bong. Paul Harvey. Good. What if they paid you for the privilege to make your decisions? Well, it's a thing now. There is an app called Nunu, N-E-W-N-E-W, that lets you charge people $5 to vote and make choices for you. Like what to have for lunch.
This is a dumb app.
Or who to go on a date with. Then you just do whatever gets the most votes. It's mostly meant as another way for influencers to monetize what they do, and they can charge more for specific things. Like a writer might charge $20 to name a character after you in their next short story. Okay, that's crap. Or you could come up with a prank and pay a YouTuber to do it.
A prank.
That's cool, too.
A merry prank.
Just some idiot YouTuber.
Run up, throw a bucket of water, and run away laughing.
You know, we can't have interns anymore, right? We're not doing interns.
We're not doing interns.
At least not for the foreseeable future. So perhaps we, we see what we could pool at the office to have a YouTuber do a prank on somebody. Maybe before we leave the building.
Nunu.
Before we go to Nunu, before we go to the Nunu building.
We could play a prank, nice. Mike, on Johnson Nunu.
Rob, I've said a lot of things about you over the years, but
I know
you're very, very religious.
Oh, and, yes.
You know, I mean, God is your co-pilot, and you do that every day.
Yes.
I'm very proud of that.
Thank you.
You know Joel Osteen, your favorite pastor?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he gave the internet so much material when he went on Today yesterday, and he said this. Here's the quote from mega pastor Joel Osteen. He said, quote, "I think you need to have some time to just come back to a place of peace where you're grateful. Think about what's right. Not what's wrong. Focus on what you do have, not what you don't have." Twitter exploded when he said that. The reactions were brutal, like the one that said, quote, "He owns a mansion, Ferrari, and a jet.
He does.
He took a $4.4 million federal PPP loan. His net worth is estimated at $100 million. Perhaps, and this is the best part, perhaps thou focus too much, Joel." Another one said, quote, "This from the con man phony who runs a megachurch and lives in a mansion. Platitudes for the masses and money for him." And a woman pointed out that Joel was the one who, quote, "wouldn't let anyone stay in his church." Remember that?
Yes.
When a hurricane had just taken their homes. He felt some pressure, and then he acquiesced, and he let people in his house.
And you know what? He's not Irish. It's not an O apostrophe.
No, it's not Osteen.
That's right.
That's that famous synagogue in Tipperary.
That's right. You know, Mike,
The Osteen. The Osteen.
This just came over, I don't think, because it just broke, so I don't think you'll have it in the news. Charles Grodin passed away today. And I know that he was a guest on the morning show at one point when you did it, didn't he? Wasn't he?
He was not only a guest, but he gave us tapes, clips that we played for years and years.
Funny man.
Talking about one of these two has eaten most of my box lunch.
Box lunch, that's right.
And he was so great on the show, and he was so much fun. What was he, 90 or something
I think it said 91. Let me go back. The update.
I mean, he was just a wonderful guy. Really, really fun. And a real pleasure. He's always great on talk shows of any kind.
Legendary Tonight on Show. Carson,
Really, really terrific. That's a shame. That's really too bad. So, Charles Grodin, safe travels home.
Safe home.
And that's if you find out how old he was when he passed. And, you know, it's
86.
Sad. Sad day.
86.
86 years old. Mm-hmm. Too young, Charles Grodin.
Yes.
People have been griping for years that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is more like a music Hall of Fame. What's your take on that? Do you think they're too wide? They cast too wide a net when it comes to inductees?
I don't. I think because if you look at, if you even just break down top 40 in popular music by 10-year blocks, it's changing. It's evolving. And it has, you have to cast a wide net to sort of trace the popularity of music. I think that everyone should be honored.
Hall of Fame CEO Greg Harris has a message for you if you are complaining that there's not enough real rock in the Hall of Fame.
I want to rock!
He says, I think to get to the core of it, people like the stuff that's closest to them. And I think they need to expand their thinking of rock and roll. It's a big tent. I agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
He added, quote, rock and roll was never just four skinny guys with long hair and guitars. It's always been diverse.
Yep.
It's a big tent and everybody fits under it. It's an attitude. It's a spirit. And that's rock and roll. So I get it. I kind of get it. But sometimes you think of rock and roll, the genre of music, you're always going to get conflicting opinions about that.
Yeah, but
I mean, when it's
you
all
add
based
the,
under the
when
same
you thing. Add the role, if rock, I think, is more of a genre, but rock and roll is, I think, everything that has come up through the ages. And it really has its basis as far back as the 20s and 30s. You can't
and
ignore
rock and roll, and rock and roll is here to stay.
And rock and roll never forgets.
Rock and roll will always be.
Home sweet home to me. No, that's Rocky Top.
The dog will bark for rock and roll. Now both dogs will dog. Because Mike is taping his show. I'm taping my morning show at night.
Well, maybe, Mike, it would help if you were to rock and roll all night and then party every day.
Nothing's working better than this show today.
The dog replied.
And now a little something.
It's like, right on, Dad.
I've been told there's a segment of the audience that really enjoys when things like this happen. It's kind of like when Johnny bombed with a monologue. All right, here we go. A little something, something. A man was charged Monday for an explosive gender reveal party that was heard by nearby residents in New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What was
Anthony
that?
Spinelli of Kingston was charged with disorderly conduct, police said.
Charged.
It wasn't immediately known if he had a lawyer, and a phone number couldn't be found for him. Police in Kingston, a town not far from Massachusetts state line, received reports of a loud explosion the night of April 20th. They responded to Torremeo Quarry, where they found people who acknowledged holding a gender reveal party with explosives. The source, Tannerite. Tannerite is a... You use Tannerite in a little container just about half the size of my little Yeti cup here.
It's like a yogurt container.
It's like a little yogurt container. You fill it with Tannerite, and you use it for target shooting, and it explodes when you shoot it. And, you know, if you're somebody who likes that kind of thing, much fun for an afternoon to go out into the woods and shoot Tannerite. But not what this guy did. He had 80 pounds of it.
That's too much!
80 pounds of Tannerite. The family thought the quarry would be safest to blow up the explosive, which is typically sold over the counter. No injuries were reported, police said. And as far as the reveal, they said it's a boy and I'm an idiot. That is the reveal. That's the second day in a row I've ended it with idiot. Idiots in the news. We'll take a break. When we come back, Rob has a very special top 10 list, and I managed to put it together too.
All right.
I'm not sure how much we're going to agree on, but we are going to pick our top 10 Saturday Night Live cast members of all time. Won't that be fun?
Hello, This is Dick Queasy, and I'm glad to talk to you all again. I know that you heard a lot about restaurant folk moaning about how the pandemic's been bad for business, but I'm here to tell you, not here. Martha and I have been hoarding seafood since St. Patrick's Day 2020 and keeping in my freezer. Actually, it's more of a fridge. But who cares? I got over 13 months of nearly good as fresh fish, lobster, clams, scallops, and some things I think might be calamari. Come out to Queasy's. It all tastes good thanks to my special ingredient, blue cheese crumbles. Mmm. And here's a kitchen secret. My blue cheese started out as cheddar. No mask, no problem. Come as you are. And don't worry, there's not a thermometer in sight. Why would I take your temperature when I don't even take my seafood's temperature? By golly, I'll see you soon at Dick Queasy's or at the ER.
Thank you, Dick. We appreciate that. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the very loud Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Stamps.com. Are you still going to the post office and still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to do that anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less. Discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. You can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off. 40% off shipping rates and postal rates. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Hi, everybody. I'm listening to my favorite Dick Queasy promo.
Yeah, I know.
I have my microphone open, and these f***ing dogs that just are so incredibly out of control. By the way, I love that I've told this story about how much I love my little Boston Terrier,
yeah,
who's still a puppy, but this dog is, I don't know, just about a year old now, maybe a little over a year, probably in a dog world, he's getting into his adolescence,
yeah,
right?
Sounds
that's
about
when
right.
It happens.
Uh-huh.
The dog is completely and thoroughly out of control.
But do you think it's a day part thing? Do you think it's because it's the afternoon?
Well, it's the afternoon because everybody's here.
Yeah, and I
everybody's
guess
gone, and they're quiet. And I put Winslow in his crate, and Frankie doesn't have anything to do because you know what? Frankie's quiet when it's just me in the house because
right.
He knows not to do that.
Right.
So anyway, here we are. Happy day. Yeah, happy. I hope you enjoyed this late show, the last one. Anyway, that's fantastic.
Don't say back anything to the show. Rash. I mean, it's
welcome back to the show. All right, and Oscar's not here because I screwed up the schedule. Is Oscar still in the control room?
Yes, I see him.
Yes,
there.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, say hi. Say hi. Have him say hi again on the show.
Would you like to say hi to the guys again?
I'm sorry?
Would you say hi to the guys again? Sure. Mike's feeling lonely.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Okay. Hi, Oscar.
Is that better?
How's his other shows going?
What's
How
going
are his
great.
Other shows?
It's good?
No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Oscar.
Oh, please ask
you're
Oscar.
The
how's it going?
You're the conduit.
He can't right now. He's busy.
Oh, okay. He's busy.
Power Station.
All right. Thank you.
It's a great
very
show.
Very good. Power Station. Thank you very much. That's the second one after the general.
That's
general
right.
left?
This is correct.
The ambassador left.
Right,
general's on the couch.
It's all self-imposed. I have to say that. All right. So you were playing Saturday Night Live music. It seems like a year ago on the show that we asked for top 10 lists.
Right.
And where everybody was going to pick something.
Yeah.
Right?
You did Sexy Men and Women, I believe. And I also
I did Dogs I Want to Kill.
No, it was. That's. You did that before the show, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did Male Singers. Oscar ostensibly has prepared a list of black and white movies, but we haven't gotten to it yet. But when.
Whatever.
We did Saturday Night Live cast members. It got to be fun because I'm curious where we overlap and where we don't.
Well, a few words about this show. It's going to be interesting to see because of our age difference where you line up.
Yeah,
you're an old soul, so you go back and you consume old television more than anybody else. But as far as what the show has become,
I think the show is making an evolution now into prepared comedy.
Yep.
Where I don't think that's a bad way to go. I think the idea of the live sketch, it can still work to a degree, but they phone it in, especially the celebrities that come on.
They do.
So totally right now. I don't mind when I'm watching something like Mayor of Easttown.
Murder Dirter. Yeah.
You know, that's a crafted thing. It's a lot of work. I don't mind it going in that
direction.
But
here's the thing that's so important about that is that Murder Dirter was made in a beautiful bite-sized piece that's easily shared on Sunday morning. When we started watching Saturday Night Live, you stayed up and watched Saturday Night Live. It was a thing.
I mean, I know it was a thing for me. I got you by a decade.
Yeah, but
was it still for you? I'm talking about when I, when you're talking about 1974, 75.
Yeah.
Which is the original cast
75,
of Saturday Night Live.
It premiered in 75, I think.
75, 76 then. All right. And then into my graduation year, 1977 from high school. You would be out, and for younger people in the audience, the oldsters know what I'm talking about. You would be out on a Saturday night. You would be doing anything. You'd be going to a party. It was all there was a period of time, probably two seasons worth, where you literally where the show was so hot with young people that you would actually stop everything you were doing, go to someone's house, or you'd get back home to your own house and watch it live because you didn't want to miss it. And the technology did not exist back then to preserve it.
Right.
So you had to
consume
it.
And you see,
you could say you could have a VCR, but people weren't thinking that way back then.
I didn't have a VCR then. The thing that is, to me, a really cool theory, they say that whoever was the cast when you were about 15 or 16 is your cast. And if you go by that, we are about 10 years apart, and that cast was pretty important to me.
All right, I have mine in my hand. We asked you to do it first, so you're going to go. You're going to go first.
You want to start 10, and then you'll do 10?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great way to do it. We'll see if we overlap. That'll be fun, because I took the time to do this myself, and I know we won't match up on 10.
Okay, number 10, I have a man who always makes me laugh, no matter what, but he was great on the show, John Lovitz.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. Did I have Lovitz on here? He didn't make the cut.
Really?
He didn't make the cut. But I will tell you, I have no problem with you picking John Lovitz because John Lovitz, you know, that he was not a classic cast member.
No.
But he was funny with whatever he would do. At number 10, I put in Eddie Murphy. Simply because Eddie Murphy was so very, very funny. So that's interesting.
Okay. He comes up on my list, too. Do you have a moment with him that's your favorite?
Oh, man. Oh, what's
the one clearly comes to me right away.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
Gumby is great. I love Gumby.
I love the Gumby bit.
Turning Gumby into like an older Jewish comic is a clever turn.
Wookin' for Nub was, you know.
Buckwheat sings his hits.
Buckwheat's hits.
Yeah. Mine is and will always be James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub Party.
So yeah, just the raw talent.
Yeah,
was he the greatest sketch comedian? Absolutely not.
No,
was he just amazingly funny and a very young guy at the time? Yeah. Kind of cool.
And don't forget Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood either.
Oh yes, that's
also
right.
Great. Also great.
Hello, children.
Now I cheated on number 9 a little bit because to me they're a unit together. So
this
at number 9, I have Belushi and Aykroyd.
At 9,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Blasphemy.
Oh.
I had Phil Hartman at number 9.
Really? Blasphemy. Mm-hmm. Blasphemy there.
Oh, okay. Fine.
But he's on your list. But here's the thing.
Do you have Eddie Murphy on your list?
Yes,
too?
I do. I have him at number 8.
And you have Phil Hartman on your list?
But here's the thing is that the Belushi-Hartman combination here that we have speaks to that 10-year age difference.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And I love them. I love Belushi and Aykroyd. Blues Brothers is an amazing thing. And the bees and, you know, the cheeseburger. And
there's so much more, Rob.
And there's, well, I mean, I could go on and on. But the thing about watching Belushi, you're scared to look away when you watch him on stage. There's a danger.
That's it.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Who was your number 9? Oh, you had Hartman. My number 8 is a more recent cast member, and I think she she rarely misstepped. Kristen Wiig.
Wait, hold on. I've got a sound for that.
Oh, dear.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. No, there are going to be a lot of people. All right, shut up. There are going to be a lot of people that agree with you.
So much funny stuff, though.
A lot of funny stuff. I just couldn't bring myself to do it based on the cast that she was with. Just based on the Ferrell. Based on the Ferrell connection.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think of her in many sketches with Will Ferrell. I think she rose above Will Ferrell.
Well, at number eight, I put the church lady, Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
And, and Wayne and Garth. And I just, you know, and the George H.W. Bush era when he was the main guy.
He sort of invented that, yeah.
He invented the guy, doing the president as a regular feature long before Alec Baldwin. So yeah. I put Dana Carvey.
He's funny. I like him. And also, you know what? He was part of a pretty miraculous cast, too. I don't know.
I wouldn't call it miraculous. There was only one. Miraculous.
Okay.
Cast.
He was a strong offering, a good era.
Right. We're at number seven now, right?
At number seven, another one that she's so funny and so likable that there was a charm and a sweetness that really kind of, I think, surpassed the show is Gilda Radner. And she was one that was just so overly, she was so sweet.
You put her at number seven?
Number seven, yeah.
You disgust me. At number seven, I put another guy. Unfortunately, take him too early.
Yeah,
Chris Farley. Chris Farley
at number
seven.
That's a good call. And he
did you miss Farley?
Yeah, I didn't put him on. I did, but you know when you say it, it makes
perfect
sense.
He committed, and he took a crappy cast and he elevated it. It was really good.
What you said?
Someone in the kitchen
with Dinah.
I just heard someone banging in the kitchen now.
What you said about Eddie Murphy is the opposite of Chris Farley. Chris Farley was built for sketch comedy.
Yeah,
what he did. Big and exciting, bold and brash. Mm-hmm. At number six is our overlap. I put Eddie Murphy at number six.
Okay, we did Chris Farley. At number six, I put Bill Hader.
Good call.
Is he on your list?
No, but I do like him a lot. I like him a lot, and I think that's a solid offering. Because you know what?
Guess what? I do have Kristen Wiig. I can't believe I was giving you a hard time.
Oh!
I put Kristen Wiig at number five.
Oh, look at you!
I put Kristen Wiig at number five. I was so eager for conflict on this show that I didn't realize we matched up on that one.
That's good.
That's another overlap. Are you kind of keeping track of how many we picked on the top 10? This is pretty close.
Yeah, it is pretty close.
Relatively.
At number five, I think this is only one of two current cast members that I have on the list. And I love what he does on the news, and it's Colin Jost. He has such a great presentation for the news, and...
That is the first pick, and I'm going to leave the booze up now.
All right.
Because that's the first pick. Are you kidding? He's a writer, but he's not... This is an Alton Brown choice.
Why? What does that
mean? You like the whitest people that you can possibly find. You like to elevate them. What has he done? He's not a cast member. He reads the news. That's all he does.
You have to have someone to do Update, and I think this has been... Update is one of the strongest eras that it's been in a long time.
Well, and I also, don't mind it, but boy, oh boy.
I love his chemistry with Che. And I love the thing they do where they make each other write their jokes for the other guy make it as uncomfortable as possible.
You're more of a fan than I am of the modern iteration. What number was that?
That
for
was
you?
Number five. Boy, are you going to love number four then?
Kristen Wiig was on my list at number five.
Sacrilege, I believe is what you said.
My incredible. I misstepped. I will admit that. We're at number four now.
I misstepped. At number four, Kenan Thompson.
God. I know you like
Sketcher.
It's not a durability award, Rob. It's not a longevity award.
And it's not meant to be.
Americans love mediocre. Americans love someone that just hangs on and is one note.
No,
and
he's
does
not
the
one
same
note, though.
Character all the time.
He has a joy in his face when he does characters that I love it when he does game show bits. I love when he does one character that's a host of classic cinema called Reese DeWatt. And
Trip, I'll accept your praise for this battle of lists after the show because I think I'm at number four. That was your number four.
That was my number four.
Yeah, let me give you my number four because, first of all, now as we move into this list, I'm, I got you. I'm sorry. I just have to say that you might recognize
this. I'm shocked that you think you're doing better than me.
Oh, I'm doing so much better because at my number four is a little guy you might know, a guy named William Murray.
Mr. Bill Murray, ladies and gentlemen.
But yes, I say
Mr.
this
Bill
to you.
Murray. Thank you very much.
Bill Murray's best work was not on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, but it was pretty darn good.
It was.
When you talked about the lounge singer.
Nick the lounge singer, sure.
Pretty, pretty special stuff.
And also the nerd. The nerd, okay. Todd.
Very good. Right, let's go to number three.
Number three, I have a guy that had a one season run and never a misstep, Martin Short. Martin Short was funny in every single thing he did.
I will not besmirch your pick of Martin Short simply because of my love for Martin Short as a talk show guest.
Yes.
As Jiminy Glick, funny on that, but you can't possibly put him on the all-time Saturday Night Live cast because he wasn't there that long.
One season, but again, this is my season. That was my season for Saturday Night Live, right. So it means a lot. And also, it reverse-engineered me into SCTV because that was the first time I saw him do Lawyer Nathan Thurm and Ed Grimley and all of his characters. So, Jackie Rogers.
I have to get at number three, I give you Dan Aykroyd.
Okay, well, I had Aykroyd at eight, so yeah, that's good. That's okay. We agree on that.
I had Dan Aykroyd, the original cast member, at number three. Let's move on. I don't even have to defend my Aykroyd pick
because we've already
talked about how great he is.
Now,
go ahead.
At number two, I may be slightly off the rails, but he's very important to me, I think, to the show. At number two, I have Don Pardo.
See, that's a weird choice because he was Saturday Night Live. There we go.
I'm sad he's dead because with the current cast, every week I want to hear him say, Bowen Yang!
but you know, when you're saying a cast member, that's it's a clever pick. I'm not going to, torpedo.
But he was
Don
so
Pardo.
Important. He was important to the sound of the show, and he was used in sketches, game show sketches, and all that stuff. He was a common thread through 40 years of the show. I think he's very important to it.
Well, at number two, I had John Belushi.
Okay.
Number two.
And,
Belushi,
and that's cool. And I cheated, remember? I put Belushi and Aykroyd as one unit. So
Well, of course you did. I guess, do we need the timpani for the number one choice?
I think that'd be nice. Yeah.
Number one now? All right. You're number one. That's already been mentioned, by the way. My number one has been mentioned by you already.
Okay. So my number one?
Yes, go ahead.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman was my number nine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as long as they're on the same list, we don't have to throw darts at each other. But
don't throw darts at me, Dave.
It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave. As far as durability of a cast member, a guy that was used for so many different things, and sometimes when an impression is a bad impression, but it's just so funny, his Bill Clinton was just so funny.
Yes.
It was just so funny. The impression itself sucked. But the actual guy, where he was just being a slicky boy, Phil Hartman, was spectacular.
Do you remember the Clinton sketch when they were talking about Clinton was jogging and was giving the Secret Service fits because he would go around jogging in D.C.?
Yeah,
so the sketch was him going into a McDonald's and eating food off people's plate.
The classic Bill Clinton going to Mickey D's. At number one, I have Gilda Radner, I think was the definitive cast member and the best cast member with all that talent. You had Belushi, Aykroyd, you had Bill Murray. I think Gilda stole more shows and stole more scenes.
I think that's valid.
And when you look at Emily Letella, who would get the words wrong and then say, never mind. And then Rosanna Dana with her desk pieces for that. And just
Baba Wawa.
I can't even. Baba Wawa was there. Her desk pieces on Weekend Update were some of the best that I've ever seen.
And
then
so
she would do weird characters.
So
too.
Simple, too. I mean, and again, I repeat what I said before. She had a sweetness that sort of rose above everything. And that's an amazing.
Right.
To be spotlighted among that much talent, to rise above it, that's wild. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And so beloved she was.
So beloved. Yeah. Not like your list. I've got, by the way, really quick to recap my top 10.
Yes.
Number one, Gilda Radner. Number two, John Belushi. Dan Aykroyd. Bill Murray. Kristen Wiig. Bill Hader. Chris Farley. Dana Carvey. Phil Hartman. Eddie Murphy.
All right. And from one to 10. Phil Hartman, Don Pardo, Martin Short, Kenan Thompson, Colin Jost, Eddie Murphy, Gilda Radner, Kristen Wiig, Belushi and Aykroyd, John Lovitz, and of course, Kyle Mooney.
There you go. I'd like this to be voted on. I would like people to give us feedback. It's very important to me.
Please.
I know I'm old, so hey, oldsters.
Oldsters and in-betweensters.
We will take a break and do something when we come back
here
on the Mike O'Mara Show. McDonald's.
I didn't come here to preach to you today. You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sake.
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We crucifying someone tonight?
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was in the sky with Jesus.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't so, that special?
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com and always remember...
How you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Mike O'Mara.
I still like that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the bad news. The world is full of uncertainty.
Yes.
And that might leave you feeling stressed or anxious. So do you want the good news? You can navigate change, feel more relaxed, and quiet your mind with Calm. We're proud to be partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And if you go to calm.com/TMOS, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming, and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds, sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. It's okay to need help sometimes, and Calm can provide support. We all know how tough the world can be, and that's why we love Calm. For listeners of our show, Calm is offering a special limited-time promotion of 40% off at calm.com/TMOS. Go to calm.com/TMOS for 40% off, unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/TMOS. And, you know, I think everybody would say once in a while, Mike O'Mara needs Calm, too. You know, the coolest part of your list for me was Don Pardo. That was kind of neat. I enjoyed that.
He meant a lot. You know what? I miss him every week because show doesn't sound right with it. Even at the end when he was, I think he lived in, like, Arizona, and he would do it pre-recorded and send it via Zip. And he would still do it. He has been around for, did you know he was the voice that announced the death of Kennedy on NBC?
And, you know, he goes back such a long way, and it was such an iconic voice, such a New York kind of, I would call the voice, the dialect would be like New York aristocratic.
Yeah, just a little that's bit, awesome.
There we are. Yeah. Hello there, blah, blah, blah.
And then you've got Johnny Gilbert, who's like, you know, Sun and Fun in Los Angeles.
It's just different, and
this
I love those guys.
Jeopardy.
You know? Well, it's funny, when you watch game shows, two things on game shows that I wanted to mention, because we don't have much time here, but I want to mention the... I just want to amplify what I said about Jeopardy. I think I mentioned it on the show that pee or get off the pot. Get it
they
over with.
They got to do something. You're right.
Select somebody. Please get it done. And make it... I know that we live in a world where being a classic broadcaster doesn't matter that much anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lord knows I've had the discussions about, every voiceover you hear, it's all, you know, hey, what are you doing? How about that? Yeah, get 40% off, ready to go. That's the way we've moved. I get that.
Thomas's English muffins.
But when you talk about doing a classic game show,
right?
Back in the day, they got DJs from New York and LA. Mm-hmm. Those were the guys that would do it. And they were so smooth, and they were a little slicky boy.
Sure.
And a little hack.
You want that,
though. But I liked
the
little hack. You want a little hack. Alex Trebek was a little hack.
He was.
He was that slicky boy in the mold of the original Jeopardy host, who was Art Fleming, who was another guy that had that New York aristocratic vibe to him. And it works.
Yeah.
And it really does work. So ultimately, no matter who it is, I hope they settle on somebody who's just got the ability to communicate like a true broadcaster.
Also, I think you're right, and I also think that Jeopardy is, by all accounts, a comfort show. People turn, whether it's 7 or 7:30 in your market, that's what you turn on, and it's comfort.
Yep.
And when they're changing it up with a new host every 1 or 2 weeks, that's not comfortable. That's
you
not what you're used to.
You don't need the egghead. You don't need the super bright guy like the, what's his name? The guy, Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings,
you
right.
don't need that. I don't think he's a good broadcaster. He's not. He doesn't do the presentation well. But you do need somebody that can move it along. You don't have to be good at the game.
No.
Because
because the cards are in
the
front of you.
The answers are in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, an example of somebody when they replaced the absolutely incredible Bob Barker, who is still with us, thank God, and hanging in there. But what is, I like Drew Carey. I think Drew Carey's funny. I thought his sitcom was funny.
Yeah.
I thought his stand-up was some of the best I've ever seen.
One of the best Tonight Show debuts of anybody in the world.
Absolutely incredible. He was a funny guy. He's naturally funny. What the hell is wrong with that show? Now, look, Drew Carey, what is the style? What is he going for right now? I know you and I are the last guys that should talk about personal style, but I'm looking at we don't have a budget in Television City in Hollywood to look good.
I looked at the Primetime Price is Right when we had some time off, and I was watching it with my father, and my father is the greatest person to watch television with because he has opinions, and first of all, they're still socially distanced on The Price is Right, so now they don't get to come on down through the audience. Now there's just four podiums on stage.
That's fine. I mean, they're dealing with it, and that's great, and hopefully it'll move back to the way it was, because part of the joy of watching that show is to see them come crazy people that are out there, coming in, driving in from Burbank and, getting excited.
But what we've got is the out-of-control beard.
He's got
Drew.
A beard.
He's
got
too long.
By the way, they bug me. The Duck Dynasty guys bother me.
I don't like a long beard.
There are people down here that, I call them Santa men that have the white beards down here. I don't even like when you have the Van Dyke and it's unkempt.
Yeah.
I don't like that. When it's like any beard that's going to really trap food bothers me.
And I are pretty good about keeping our beards under control.
Yeah. I think it's something where you try to do that. So he's got that. But then he puts on, obviously it looks like a normal suit. The weight fluctuates a little bit. That's fine. We can relate to that. But then he's putting these tablecloth floral pattern shirts on without a tie and I might be sounding like an old fart here. I have no idea.
I like ties on my game show host, Mike. I do.
The whole thing.
And he wears very hip shoes. And oh yeah, the male model. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
The male model.
He's a big one for
me.
This.
Yeah. Hey, I'm driving the new Prius.
Look at this. It's a sauna. I don't know,
Drew. And
hip glasses. He's very hip.
It's just, I don't, the game show world is slipping away.
It is.
It is slipping away from us right now.
And
it
seems to me every time I've watched Drew, he's had trouble saying to help control your pet population, have your pet spayed or neutered. He should have it down by now. It's not tough.
What Drew does, though, there's still the stand-up comedian in him where he had a show. I was watching this last week.
Okay.
And they had a run of Losers, which happens on a show like The Price is Right. Oh, I'm sorry. You were off by 38 cents, but you'll be around for the showcase.
Yeah, come on back and spin the wheel.
And Drew starts cracking up because he's funny.
Yeah.
But and I like Drew Carey, and I'd love to see more snark. Hey, we're having a good one here. Huh? We're having a good show here. But please, it's not now. The beard? Can live with the beard.
Okay.
Please, not the floral shirts or whatever the hell those dinner table shirts are that he's wearing there. It's,
maybe he should
it's
be
weird.
Shirtless like the model.
It makes me uncomfortable. F it. Just have Wayne Brady host everything. All right? Just bring
him in.
And do it. We'll take a break and we will come back with the dumpster right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, are enjoying the Mike O'Mara show as Oscar is in the next room. Maybe we'll get him to say hi again. That's been fun, hasn't it?
It's been fun.
If he doesn't say you're bothering me.
Drainage! Drainage! Eli, you boy. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? The only thing that will help you is the TMOA Shopping Center. Access them at MikeOMaraShow.com. Be part of the solution. They have milkshakes, Eli, and straws. And Eli, if you go to the medical section, there will be blood. I shop it up.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to re-record that promo sometime when I'm really loaded.
Oh, and, yeah.
And then chug an old-fashioned bottle of water. That's There Will Be Blood. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Theragun, you want to talk about a product that is built well and a quality product? This is a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. It's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. They have put together the best thing of its kind in the business, the Gen 4 Theragun. It gets to the source of pain. The percussive therapy, there are a lot of people out there that are doing percussive therapy. Nobody does it better than Theragun. I have one. I use it. It's amazing for anything you have to deal with the signature percussive therapy that goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. They have an OLED screen, and the design is amazing, and it's built so well. You got to go to their site and check it out. Plus, the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 pro sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me, Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers. They invested in the company.
Yep.
That's how much they believe in Theragun. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now.
When?
And get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS. Before we open to the dumpster, Pony, can we please say hi to Oscar again?
He just lost his voice. Just now.
Is he not in the room?
He walked out. He left with the podcast host.
Great
and
job.
And I don't know where he went.
Hey, I'm the businessman. Okay. Yeah, I'm the guy. I got my little suit on. Hey, F the guy that pays my salary. Hey, yeah. No problem. That's all right. I know I messed the schedule up. I'm aware of that, so we'll play the thing right now.
No, open the thing. Spin the wheel.
Yeah, you know. Hey, by the way, would it kill him after he walks their people down to the, well, whoever those other people are, down to their car and kisses them on the cheek to pop in for the last 2 minutes of this show?
Valid point.
Time for the digital thing. Who's in it?
Oh.
Who's in it today? Yeah.
Oh, wait. She has minions with her.
Minions.
There's minions in the dumpster.
It's very, very exciting. Yeah. Okay.
So it's crowded
in
there.
Much. All right. Very good.
So there's this guy on YouTube. Voice. His name is Tyler Fisher. He seems to think that Dr. Fauci might be sending a bit of a mixed message with no mask, mask in places, businesses do that. So anyway, this is his take on Dr. Fauci's most recent announcement.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them through the anus. Ballpark. In 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start considering reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
As a matter of fact, it's even confusing at restaurants, Mike.
Hi, welcome, party of two. Great, so would you like to sit inside or outside? Well, we have indoor, 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 outdoor, 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 and outdoor, indoor. Indoor, indoor is inside the restaurant. Outdoor, indoor is our garden in the back. Sometimes we have heat lamps, sometimes we don't. Let me know your preference.
Let me know your preference. We sometimes have heat lamps.
Yeah, I went indoors with my son, and he wore a mask walking to the table, and then he took it off when we were sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed a... we enjoyed a fabulous meal at the Texas Roadhouse, and he was not behaving entirely perfectly
right
during dinner, and I resisted the urge to when the waitress came over at the end and said, how is your dinner? I really resisted the urge to go. Sorry, it's my little endorsement right there for that. Have you ever frequented that little establishment? Had the chance to pop in?
Yeah, I think I have.
I was going to say.
It still has marks where the jockey was hidden. Yes.
Yum, yum. Thanks. Bring me my check, waitress.
I want a steak, you know? So, are you familiar with Clayton Kershaw?
Oh, he is a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers?
He is exactly that. And right. There was an amazing piece of video floating around the internet yesterday. They were doing a cutaway to him, I think between innings. He was standing in the dugout. He can hold 6 baseballs in his hand. six.
And that is amazing.
It's described wonderfully by the play-by-play and the color guy.
Seeing how many he can hold. You know, he's lining them up the same way, all the seams in the same direction.
Little nook there.
Wow. Good announcer.
It is not easy. How many balls is he working with?
Six.
Six?
Got it again.
Next time he's got six kids around for six autographs, he's going to, hey, kids, give me every one of your balls.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Fine. Well, fine. Well, they're trying to be cool, right? They're trying to be chill.
They can't do it.
They don't. They probably don't even know what they were saying until they heard the tape afterwards.
The producer's like, go to break. Go to break. Go to break.
Right now.
But then there's always fun stuff on Instagram, like the lady. I think that a nose ring is such a beautiful fashion statement. It's not explained why or how it got stuck in the chicken wire, but... She's got her nose ring stuck in the chicken wire. She's not handling it well.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Just pull it. Pull it apart. No. Pull it apart.
I don't know.
Pull it. Stop. Stop. So be careful. If you have a nose ring, maybe don't press your face against chicken wire.
Here's a bulletin.
Yes.
She ain't pre-med.
You're exactly right. And let's close with this. Congratulations to the citizenry of North Carolina. Last week, their pick three lottery number was 666.
Okay.
And amazingly, 8,000 people won on that pick.
I'm here to pick up my check, please.
And so that begs the question.
Could it be...
That's your digital dumpster.
Oh, that was a quickie. You
just a quick one. Yeah. Have a good... Right. What is it? It's Tuesday. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
We'll be back tomorrow. I have some TV recos and also a little literature.
And tomorrow's show at 10 p.m., yes. Right?
10 p.m. tomorrow night. Tomorrow's our midnight Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll have some literature recos
for you. I can't wait.
Which, I'm reading an absolutely amazing book that I believe is going to be turned into a movie... End of this year, next year. I think that's when it's happening. I just can't put it down. Spectacular. Spectacular. We'll be back with the whole crew all together tomorrow for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, and somewhere, somehow, off in the blue, Maddie Messiello, sitting there looking. No, we don't mention her name anymore. She's gone. We loved her when she was here. She's dead to us now that she's gone. That's it. We got to go. Bye-bye. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
I am alive and kicking.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?